For me, in my heart of heart, it's about raising the vibration of all the people who watch the show and maybe spreading the word about the show that people see how wonderful they are.
Magnificence is the boundless expanse of being, a liberation from limitation. It is the embodiment of authenticity, where you shed the shackles of self-doubt, shame, and imposter syndrome. Here, worthiness flourishes like a vibrant garden where you have the power to determine your actions, destinations, and your closest relationships. In the realm of magnificence, creative individuality takes center stage. Your greatness is acknowledged, celebrated, and nurtured. Gone are the days of mindless conformity or fitting in just to keep the peace. This show and your host, Patricia Lindner, are here to guide you as you align with your authentic design, leading the way to a life of purpose and fulfillment. Magnificence is not some unreachable peak or distant dream. It's inside you, waiting to shine brighter than you ever thought possible. Welcome to your magnificence.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on your magnificence. And today, as I already said, it is a very special episode, and I invited Jason Croft, my amazing producer and editor of this great show. Hello and welcome, Jason.
Hello. Happy to be here.
I'm so honored and happy that you are here and that today we are going to have a very different sort of conversation, a very needed conversation. I'm really looking forward to this episode where we are going to talk about Magnificence, the podcast, looking at what happened so far and looking at what is going to come. And I'm so happy that you said yes to doing sort of an interview with me and talking about what is going on and what the new focus is, what new things are coming. And it is much easier and more like really energizing for me when I can talk to someone.
Oh yeah, so much easier. And you know, we have our conversations every couple of weeks about everything, because we catch up and all of that, but also specifically about Magnificence and how the show is going. And it's great to have this front row seat to your show as we put it together every week, and you're doing just such an amazing job with it. And it also, for me as your producer on it, I want it to be a great show and enjoyable and wonderful for the guest and all of that, for sure. That's kind of like the base level we want it to meet. But then it's also, well, it has to, you know, it has to move the needle on your business, on your endeavor, on your overall goals for the show. And so that's really what prompted us to have this kind of conversation, this behind the scenes conversation a little bit, on how the show is evolving, you know, 25, 26 episodes in, and then also, you know, how your business has evolved on its own, but also in conjunction with the show. Because I think there's some things that you've found doing the show and having those conversations around magnificence that have really informed your business as well and your practice and everything. I'd love for you to share too, just right now, some of those recent, you know, wins, you know, business wise, but they're also so affirming to the show being well received.
Yeah. So first of all, what I need to say before I answer your question, it really feels like this is our show, and that is what really makes me feel so happy. And really, there is so much prosperity around not being just me and being alone, but having a conversational partner to talk about the show, to improve it for my business, but also for my audience and to really having insights. And so that is what I highly appreciate. And I highly recommend to everyone who has a podcast, because that is really adding so much value and it is fun and it is enlightening and all of that. And so that is what I needed to share about magnificence, because in the beginning, I did not know where this is going to go. I just wanted to have a high quality podcast. That was my main goal. The second goal was I wanted to share about human design. I wanted to put people into the limelight. I wanted to do something that is high vibrational, that leaves people happy, that leaves people that watch and listen to the show in a good mood, and that adds some value to what they know, and that and invites them into maybe the next level of what is possible for them. So that was my initial intention. And now you said it's 25, 26 episodes, and it constantly evolved. So the first phase was I felt like, okay, I had this high vibrational intention. Maybe it is not adding as much value as I wanted, because maybe people could perceive it's all about talking about the beautiful things and not talking about shadow, about challenges. And now this is what I'm here today for, to share. Magnificence is not about just being the best, not having any issues in life, just being there and there's no more work to do. Magnificence is owning who you are and seeing the uniqueness, the unique value, the individuality of who you are, that you don't have to compare yourself with others, that you don't need to feel superior or inferior, that you don't need to compete with others, because you have this special source, this special energetic blueprint that is you. And I want people to go exactly there to see, hey, I'm unique. I can work on the issues. I can improve. I can have a look at the challenges. And there is a plan to resolve the issues. There is so much more that is available for me. So it is not about good or bad, right or wrong. It's about this holistic perspective of one's individual value. So that is what was this first step that I took, to intentionally talk about the whole picture and not about just the beauty and the positive aspects, but just seeing the whole picture.
Yeah. And I think that's so important to touch on something you said earlier too, was this initial intention for the show. And I think that's an important aspect to highlight, is that you didn't quite know what that end vision would be, but you knew a direction. And that's such a great lesson for all of us to go, I know there's something here and let me go in that direction, rather than sitting back for a year going, well, until I figure out exactly what this is going to look like. Because I've done that way too much, for sure. I know we can all relate to some version of that, right? Sitting there, just sitting in it for too long. And you wouldn't have guessed, you know, so many aspects, again, to the show and the business that have come out.
Yeah.
If you hadn't gone through the motion of these episodes so far. And I think both things are really needed. Both the shining a light on your guest, showing them, wow, this is how you're magnificent. This is how you're awesome. Because we all can use that. The world can use a little more of that. And right along with it, what you're talking about here is making sure that, just like everything in life, here's the greatness, here's the shadow side, here's what can happen this may be happening. Is that happening with you? Let me know. You know, you can have that conversation to say, with someone with a chart like yours, with these designs, this is what tends to happen. You know, here's all the good stuff, but here's what tends to happen. Here's what to look out for if you're struggling with this. Because so much, that's what I love about human design and your, like, that's one little piece of what you do in your show. But that's what I love about all of this is that it gives us a framework unique to us, finding that magnificence within ourselves instead of the outside, because we're getting everybody's opinion and version of what we should be doing. you know, you're not earning $1 million. Here's why. Here's what you're doing wrong. You know, and instead it's looking at, well, actually for you, because of this in your chart, you can see that you're going to respond with this. So I love that focus because it becomes something that's very useful to your guest really, really quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just think about a conversation I had just the other week, as someone showed up and they said in front, so in a reel, they said, yeah, I figured out that person X is always making decisions that fast. And that is what we need to succeed in the business world. And I struggle with making decisions, and now I push myself to really make fast decisions. And I reached out to the person and I said, hey, just don't push yourself to make decisions. Maybe that's not in alignment with who you are, and that is what human design is all about. Maybe she is not meant to make fast decisions. Maybe she needs to wait for 29 days to really be sure. Maybe she needs to wait for a year because she has an emotional authority like I have to really be emotionally clear and make that decision. Maybe it's not about spontaneity. And so there is no one size fits all. And that is what I love about it. That is what I share with people. And that's why I see their uniqueness and their magnificence when I talk to them.
Would you say probably most of your guests aren't familiar with human design coming into this? They haven't had a reading before. So that's the funness of it all, right? Is to see them, because it's not just like, oh, here's why you're awesome, you know, which there's an aspect of that and that's fun, but it's also, this is how you view the world. This is why you feel this pull, and it's not just here's this information. It's like, does that resonate? Does that feel? And I mean, across the board, it seems like everyone is like, yes, that's exactly it. And I think that evolution to things in conversations that we've had is then to maybe make that shift even more in these episodes for their sake, for the audience's sake. I think it's an interesting human thing to transition into, okay, well, let's talk a little bit about what you're struggling with because of how you're wired. Here's where you're thriving. What are you struggling with right now? And I can get dicey to get someone to talk about maybe, but it's to their benefit. It's to our benefit as the audience as well to learn from that and what to look out for. Does that feel good to you to kind of head that direction a little more?
Absolutely. And I feel like, so by nature, I'm someone who does not really negatively talk about things because I always see there's an opportunity, even when it's a challenge. And I just, outside of magnificence episodes, I do those mini readings, and I do them also for business people when it comes to business energetics. So that is human design for business people so that they can grow in their business. And I just had someone who did not even know about chakras because I wanted to explain what human design is all about. And he had this epiphany, this breakthrough. And it's not like I'm telling him, oh, and there is so much negativity in your chart. Listen, you can't continue like this. But I point out the direction that is the most healthy, the most successful, and what he should take into account or consider. And then he had this realization. I talked about the shadow part, but not like harming him, but pointing into a direction. And he said, ah, now it dawns on me. Now it dawns on me. Whenever I do this and that, whenever I make a decision, I start being in my head and I start overthinking. And then it takes me like months to make the decision that is just me losing money because I think for too long and I should just be in alignment with who I am. And he was so appreciative of this that I shared the challenge because I saw he has this issue of constantly being in his head. And I pointed into the direction of what is better. And if he is open to even work on that, even better, because then we can pave the path to more success. Yeah. So I don't feel really comfortable making people aware of who they are, what challenges they have, and what strength, what amazing strength they have hidden in the closet oftentimes.
Yeah, and this is good. Maybe this is a question that, you know, anybody listening to these episodes has, because it's certainly a question that I've had as an audience member. And you're touching on it right here, is, you know, we have the reading that happens and these insights that happen, and certainly talk about the guest background and everything. And so just like someone being on the show or in a reading that you do outside of the show, where does it go from there? It's like, great, I'm aware of this now. What does, you know, how do you help people at that next level? It's almost like the cynical person would be like, okay, cool. So what do I do with that? Right. You know, speaking on their behalf, what's that answer? Where do you take folks?
So there are different types of people. Some of them are really totally happy with what they know now and what to pay attention to. And then there are quite some people that want to go deeper, that want to dive into all their strength, all their magnificence, and be aware of the challenges. So when you are aware, when you know yourself, and I think that is half of the success already, because then you are conscious about it. And then they either continue the work with me for 3, 6 or more sessions, and they focus on a certain aspect that stands out for them. That could be well-being and health, because they might feel this pressure of health issues because of not being aligned with who they are. And when we dive deeper into the chart, then it reveals how they could be more in alignment with their body, with their soul, with their mind. And I have a broad variety of helping them get rid of challenges, stuck emotions, or hurdles on their way. That could be around business, that could be around money, whatever they want as an outcome. I take them there.
Yeah, and I'd love to get some specifics too, if you have them to share. Obviously not names and all that, we know that, but yeah, some specifics, because I can paint one, like, for instance, you know, knowing my human design and how I'm wired, like some things we can just stop beating ourselves up about or worrying about, or
yeah,
or as simple as, you know, I'm someone who I eat the same thing constant, like I just eat sandwiches all the time. I just eat the same thing constant, you know? I've just always kind of been that way. It's easy for me. But there's something as simple as that. We may go like, oh, I really should do this and this and this and not be doing that. And yet, you know, then I dive deep into a chart and find this, like, because of, I can't even remember all the terms now and stuff, but because of it's like, and you're wired to, you know, it's better for your digestion to have the same foods constantly over and over. I was just like, oh, that's fascinating. Like, wow. It's like those little insights to go, oh, awesome, I'm on the right track, or I need to shift or adjust, or I can stop worrying about that. Do you have some of those that you can kind of paint that picture for folks?
Yeah. So you were talking about eating and health and well-being, and that is really one example out of many that I can share. A client that constantly was worried about health and well-being, constantly. An amazing entrepreneur, but they would really compromise their success and their relationships because of this ongoing worries, sorrows, stressors around health and well-being. And then we started looking into the aspects of the human design chart. And as you just said, it is about how are they supposed to do sports in a certain way. So I can give the example, not everyone is wired to do interval training, highly powered, just going to the edge of what is possible. There are people that are supposed to just do something and then have a break and then do something and have a break. Or with eating, that could be eating a broad variety or just having one food at a time. It could be going to bed earlier than you feel like, now I'm tired. Or it could be someone that needs to really wait until they are really, really tired. It's about so many specifics that can be offered and shared around health and well-being. And then I most of the time connect it to the person's story, the ancestral story, because oftentimes there are issues, false narrative, like those cords to ancestors, mom, dad, or grandparents that really reach into their lives and they don't know that it is not theirs. So that is what I include in the work when it comes to health and well-being. And we really go into directions of a healthier, more stress-free, peaceful, balanced life. And that is oftentimes when people come to me and they have issues with money, then it is not about the money, because I can tell you from looking at the chart, different aspects. One thing is, what is the challenge or what are the challenges when it comes to prosperity, earning money, charging money, saving money, spending money? And the other aspect, and that is the more common one, it is not about the money. It is about self-confidence. It is about showing up. It is about the way they speak. Then we would look at the throat, and that it doesn't matter if it is defined or if it is open in human design. We would look at that and then decondition or just let go of what no longer is needed for them. If this clarifies the question, I don't want to really extend on that.
Yeah, it does. And that's some of the insight too. Again, for folks who listen to the show, and it is human design focus. That's often your way in. But those, I'll call them solutions or just, you know, pathways to prosperity, whatever it is. Like, they may be experiencing a problem, or it may just be like, hey, I just feel like I could be doing more. Either one, you have such a, you know, broad tool set to help folks with, you know, beyond human design. It's just, I think it's such a great starting point. And I know that's a big reason you structured the show the way you did, because it's such a great starting point.
Yeah.
To have an insight on someone, but also just start that conversation going, because that's an interesting thing. And if you want to dive into it, I think it's a fascinating thing to accomplish, a dynamic to accomplish on a public forum, a show like this, you know, to have someone feel like they can open up and really discuss maybe some issues that are going on with them that maybe the, you know, people even close to them don't know yet, you know, but to have that environment to, they feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
For sure. But then also knowing that it's not just, I don't know, it's not somebody looking at this going like, oh, well, here's all your problems. That you have all these problems, right? Cool. Awesome. All right. See y'all next week. You know, but really there's a path through these that's very unique to them. I guess give me your mindset right now in terms of navigating this dynamic, because it is difficult, and yet it's one of the most valuable things you can do as the show host for an amazing show, for everything. Where do you sit with that right now?
So I would say that I need to really feel into the person, and I had already someone reach out to me that would be open to really diving into some money blockages, life in the show, and really applying some magic to that so that people could see where to go from this stuck point or limited point to this resolution in one episode. I thought about that, but I feel like this could go for issues that are, I would not want to have someone feel embarrassed or cry or not be able to dive into the real issue. I think they would know if they are ready to share on a show, or if they do that when I guide them through a personal session with me, just with me, because then it happens very often that people start crying, start sharing their deepest, darkest secrets, and they feel immediately better after that. So I would not want to have people share their deepest secrets on the show and feel embarrassed. But I feel very open to just giving examples of what is possible when it is an issue that is not harming them inside of an episode.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Because I know working with coaches, consultants, people who guide people through this stuff, the best thing they can do is do what they do in public, right? It's the greatest, you know, business growth tool that they can do. And yet, because of exactly what you talked about, it can be challenging depending on how they help folks. You know, when it's, you know, some simple investing advice, you know, sure, you can be public with that. But when it's an issue that may start out as, oh, I've got this money issue, but you know it's going to be a deeper thing, it gets tricky. It gets to a different spot where you're really having to utilize not just your skills as a show host, but as a coach, as someone who is a guide through these things. And I think, and we've talked about that a little bit too, of kind of letting the person know. And maybe this happens even mid-show. I don't think we have talked about this specific aspect, but like, even if it happens mid-show, like if you feel the need at some point to go, I love where we're going with this. You know, we're not live. We're recording, but we're not live. If at any time, I love that we're going down this road, that you're open and we're having this conversation, at any time, even if it's at the very end, that you feel like, oh, we don't want to share that, fine, but I would love to keep going. I would love to continue to have this conversation. And that's the piece I think people should take away.
Listening to what you said, that is brilliant in this aspect of, or this way that it would be such a win-win, maybe win-win-win situation, because it is sharing with the audience what is possible. So it is giving them this perspective of, oh, I'm not lost. I'm not stuck. There is a way to get out of there, to deal with my challenges. A challenge is just a way shower to expand, to get to the next level. So that would be the win situation for the audience. It would be a win situation for the one who is on the show and getting a free consultation, a free coaching session. And it would be a great thing for me to show and share my expertise, because I'm really confident that I can help people in such a profound way.
Yeah, and I think it's letting go of, when you're in the driver's seat like that, it's your show, it's your, yes, you've blocked out this time and we've agreed this is going to be an episode and all that, but it's really being fluid with that and letting go. If in that moment you're like, okay, this is way too important. And then to communicate to that person, hey, at any time you want to say, nope, throw this in the trash. we are open to that, because that is, we're all wired that way. If we know, yeah, whether it's live or not, we know it's being recorded. We know there's a bit of a filter on, right? Yeah. We're just wired that way, right? Most of us.
Yeah.
So that can hinder their response. You know, if they don't fully feel like, okay, I can really go here. And it may be, you know, it may be something that, hey, you've got to stop recording right now. If we want to go down this road, I'd be happy to, you know, and just being open to that and being fluid, because I just think I'm being purposeful with this and bringing this up for anybody who's interested in this dynamic, right? That you've done, which is have this great show that really digs into these human things. And these are the interesting psychological components that can happen, you know, going down this road. So that's why I'm interested in talking about it and also getting your insights and, okay, where do we take the show next? How do we go down this direction a little more carefully, but go down this direction again, like you mentioned, for everyone's benefit?
Yeah, and I love to experiment. I really love to try things out, and I would love to continue with the format that I have right now and add this layer of offering those not live but recorded sessions that are totally complimentary sessions, but they are then open for a bigger audience if they agree with that. And I could even imagine adding this layer, and I have been contemplating about that, but I don't want to be like this human design specialist sharing about, and this is this line, and when this line, and when this shows up. I thought about talking about aspects and adding this teaching layer, because I'm a teacher at heart. And I feel like I do it in a different way. And that is what someone really mirrored back to me. And that is why people really that have never, ever met me before, they reach out and want a reading because they just watched the show. So I thought I could add this teaching aspect as well to share with the world. Human design is not putting you into a box. Human design is not limiting your space or your way of perceiving things. It's opening you up, and you can use this in your life. Just look at this, look at that. I'm not sure about that. I wonder what you say.
Well, but you do that. I don't think there's anything to add, because that's exactly what you do in every episode.
Yeah, it's a solo.
I know you don't.
It's a solo session.
Yeah, and I could I think there's value, without a doubt, in doing some solo episodes, some teaching, but I think it would be even, I think, more expansive to that. I think it would touch on things that are, hey, this is what can show up, and then using logosynthesis or something else, this is how you address that. Like, I think that would be more interesting and more you and more expansive. I say more interesting, but I mean, because you're already doing exactly what you described, you're doing that in every episode. And you're doing it just enough, because it is something we all have to look out for. You're less interested in teaching these, you know, diving into this means this and this, because you know it so well. You know, the audience and that new guest, it's new to them. It's interesting to them. So on one hand, you don't have to worry about feeling boring just because you're bored with it, maybe, because you know what this line means and you've known it for years. But at the same time, I think you've been balancing that really well in each episode to show people, you know, you're not going through their entire chart because you can't, there's not time for that. But here are these couple of pieces. Here's what they mean. There's a great, you know, there's enough education for that guest, for the audience. So I think I think you're accomplishing that already.
And the avid person in the audience could really listen or watch all the episodes and just figure out, and this is in my chart and this is in my chart. So they could do that, or they could book the complimentary reading with me or be on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And what absolutely. I want is really adding some value, making an impact. And again, when I listen to what you say, for me, in my heart of heart, it's about raising the vibration of all the people who watch the show and maybe spreading the word about the show that people see how wonderful they are.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a good place to kind of to wrap this conversation, kind of back where we started, what I was getting into, because I think from these conversations, four or five different ones you've had these last couple of weeks, you've done exactly that. And you've done it 25 episodes in, not 400, not a million downloads and 400,000 subscribers or something. You've done it already, having this impact from people who are just discovering the show. They're discovering it and then feeling that vibration that was your original intention. And I think that speaks volumes. I think that's huge. That's so encouraging to me to like, oh, there's really something here. Let's keep going.
So I need to give that back to you, because that is exactly what you said about having a podcast. And there is no need of having 1,000 or 1,000,000 downloads. I really already made such a big impact. And that is what is both of our work. So it is you creating that wonderful look, you doing the editing, you figuring out what to say about this and that, just creating those snippets. You do such an amazing work. And I think that is adding so much value, and that's packaging it up in such an amazing way. And then I feel like I'm really happy with the show, because I'm always lit up when I record another episode. And that is what I really want to say at this point in time. It built my confidence. It really built my confidence. I always loved being in front of people. I loved being on camera. I love interviewing. But now that I have this show, which is like a baby, I am so thrilled and excited about the show that I think that can be felt out there, and people really see it's honest what I want to transport, and I put my heart and soul into that, and it's not just fluffy nonsense superficial things that I say. I think that is, we created something really special, Jason.
I think so too. I really do. I'm truly, like, I'm proud of this show, like little pieces that I have to make it and put it together and some music and stuff, but really helping set that intention from the beginning that you have run with so well. It's really interesting because, like you said, you had these skills, you were having these conversations anyway, but now there's something, it's like there's something tangible you can point to and put in front of people to say, this is what I do, right? Because it is such a perfect reflection of how you help people, how you want to help people, because you show up again and again with that energy, just like you do on a call that's not being recorded, you know? And I think that's a beautiful thing to have out in the world that you can, again, just something to point to. I think it just helps us all like communicate, and it's a shorthand and here's what I do, you know, and that comes through. And that is a great testament to, you know, how you're doing this, you know, over and over again. And we all, you know, we need that validation a little bit, and those, that feedback that's come in helps re-energize you even more, I imagine. But it helps to have that, okay, I'm not just throwing these out into the void. They're actually landing and getting.
I was happy and surprised that quite some people showed up for an illumination call or a quick reading. And I just wondered, where did they come from? And they said, I watched your show and I totally like it. And one lady said, I watched all your episodes. I never met her before. And it immediately clicked what we had to talk about. And it resonated with her the way I dealt with anything she brought to the table. So I'm really glad that I experienced this amazing feedback. And you said that I'm not just putting the show out into the void.
Anybody who's created content can certainly feel that way. You can get in an emotion and, okay, I'll promote this and I'll promote it. It helps to know, okay, this is landing. This is doing something. So I'm excited. I love what you've put together. I'm excited to, again, have my front row seat to see the evolution of it as well.
I feel the same. I'm appreciative that you have my back all the way, or it's not having my back, that we partnered up in creating this amazing podcast. And I wish that anyone who is interested in being a guest, anyone who is interested in even being a guest that would like to record the transformation, a process of getting from point A to point B, which is the desired outcome, to reach out. Or if you are not ready yet to record anything, then just reach out and book your complimentary human design chart reading, your illumination call, to get you started with all the amazing stuff. And I feel like this was such a great special episode, a behind-the-scenes episode where we talked about what is going on, what is coming next, and happy that we had this conversation, Jason. Thank you so much for asking such brilliant questions.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on here. I love this. I think this is so much fun, and love what you've built here.
Thank you so much. And thank you for watching another episode of Magnificence, the one and only empowerment podcast that strikes a match and shines the light on your magnificence. See you soon.
Thank you for joining us for this empowering episode. To continue this journey of aligning with your true purpose and uncovering your magnificence, schedule an illumination call with Patricia at patricialindner.com. Please share this episode with someone who needs it and subscribe to the show on YouTube and your favorite podcasting platform. Join us again soon for another episode of Magnificence.